Packers Red Skull here.
What's going on, guys? This is Chris. I'm joined with Joe, JP, and Phil. Pure Chaos wanted to be here, but his mic's not working, so... Oh well, what's going on?
What a failure at life.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's Phil.
Hey, it's JP.
Alright, what's up first, Joe?
Well, tonight we're going to be talking about a few things that we haven't talked about in a while. We know we haven't been doing podcasts recently, we just ran out of things to do, people to talk to. First off, let's start with the move to the VPS.
Yep, you recently ran into some money, thanks to all your VIP donations, so we decided to make the move to a virtual private server.
Hence VPS. This allows us to have more uptime, run better, and allows us to do more things.
Yep, so stop on by the Ventrilo server, the IRC server that we are now hosting for ourselves.
Yes, saves a lot of things. We know since we moved to the VPS, we have had a large amount of downtime. We were actually being DDoSed. Vesh and myself and Virus fixed that, so we shouldn't run into that problem.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, hopefully that won't happen again. We did report a couple of the IP addresses to the to their internet service provider, and hopefully that was taken care of.
Yeah, did you figure out who was doing it?
It's hard to find the source of those things, but we did just take a few of the most frequent IP addresses, and we reported those.
Well, hopefully they're dealt with.
Yeah, I think that's all in the past. We'll take care of it.
I don't know. If that happens again, we might have to post our IPs public. Won't turn out too good for the guys who that occurs to. You know who you are. We do too.
Okay, what else do we...
Possible new name. I have no idea about this, because I don't care, really.
Virus apparently wanted to make the switch to a new host name, or domain name, and we put a vote up, I think last week sometime, and we really just... The members didn't want to make the change, but there were a few votes for some different names.
I voted for debug.net.
My idea...
That was the best one on there.
I say we should go to Game Hackers. No hyphen at all.
That's so brilliant.
I don't know why you had the hyphen in the first place. Why don't you share with the listeners what you just typed in chat?
Vash, you know, that's awesome.
Oh, I like that one better. Vash has no access.com.
Uh-oh. I'd like to see how that turns out.
I don't think Virus would be very happy.
Latest projects have the Game Hackers Multi-Hack version 3.0b. I'll let Vash do some explaining on that.
Yeah, so pretty much spent a good week programming the in-game menu for that one. It's out publicly right now. There's a VIP version up that does a little things a little differently. But it'll get the same outcome in the end. It's just a little safer, so if you guys want to donate, feel free.
Zero bans recorded so far, so you guys are safe.
Yeah, there's only been one ban that's been experienced, and it shouldn't happen again. So one out of, how many downloads have you had, Vash? About 50,000 or a little over so far?
Total? I don't know, around there somewhere. The last version had over 11,000 before I upgraded. Who was that one ban? I don't remember.
Actually, that was me.
Yeah, he used the public version of P7 and then, went over to his Game Hackers hack and then figured out he got banned.
Definitely. I'm full supporter of P7.
Oh, real smart, though.
Most definitely.
So it turns
P7
out...
P7 junkies, yeah.
3.0b was uploaded January 15th, and it already has about 5,000 downloads, about. So that's
pretty
nice.
Decent.
Voted in A+. Got a few nice comments here on MPC.
I don't even know who does that voting for the rating.
It's the users who do it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Someone posted a comment, any reason my Vista isn't working for this? Worked on XP format running on Vista today. I just get pixel, bot, chams, and about. None of the checkboxes even after running CS.
Nice job reading.
I don't type up the README just for, you know, wasting my own time. So if anybody's listening and hasn't checked that out yet, please go shoot yourself.
It's actually very...
Alright, what's next?
Sorry, I'm replying to this stupid comment. GHMH VIP out now, apparently.
Yeah, we already talked about that. The VIP version of the hack is now out. Yeah, go down.
Nice.
Yeah, we had a possible interviewer. We were trying to contact Helios from artificialaiming.net, so hopefully he can join us at some point in the future.
I don't know anything about AC Toolkit or ACCF, so that would have to be you and Blackie.
Go ahead, Maniac. The next one is AC Toolkit, the new version coming out. I have no idea when he plans on releasing that. You got anything, JP?
I have no clue either, actually. He just says soon, and that's about it.
Congrats,
really,
guys.
Really just adding, like, support for adding buildings and whatnot, and deleting them, so.
The, grass modifier?
Oh, yeah, I think he's adding that, too. I'm not sure, but.
Yep, and, downloadable content. There was, there was a bit of a panic out there when DSPet sent out his three, DLC, items out into the wild last week.
Yeah, you had a lot of people thinking it's like a virus or something and it'll mess up your game. It really has no effect at all. It's just an extra item in the game.
If someone connects to your world, can they see the item?
Yeah.
That's how I got it, actually, because I don't hack. My Wii isn't homebrew enabled, so I had Maniac here come over to my town and he dropped me a couple of them. Now I'm enjoying it.
That's pretty cool.
That's a
beast. Yeah, now all we need is some kid with his camcorder recording his monitor and showing us how to use the app.
That would probably be Vash.
I think there's a few already out on YouTube, so.
Oh, really? Well, so you guys should go check that out.
It is pretty cool stuff how DSPet just takes all of his time and works on these new tools. And we really appreciate him for that. What's next, Joe?
Some Steam news. I got some Steam news, and...
All I can say about Steam is their download servers are the best servers I've ever seen in my life. I downloaded CSS in under 25 minutes yesterday. Or not yesterday, 2 days ago. Seriously, I had 2 minutes.
Oh, you thought they were good? Wow, when I downloaded CSS, they were terrible. They were bogged down.
You fail.
I don't have Comcast.
Yes, you do, don't you?
There's been a Team Fortress 2 and Dave Defeat Source update released on January 28th. TF2, they added the percentage to Ubercharge, HUD panel for Medic, added some progress and levels to Engineer, added a lot of other cool features, fixed some bugs, Gary's mod update released, Saints Row 2 now available in Europe, beta for Warhammer 40k. That's pretty much it for Steam news.
Chinatown Wars for DS is coming out soon. Pure Chaos just pointed that out. They had a hands-on on IGN. It looks pretty cool, but they have a nice over-the-top view instead of the traditional behind-the-car view. It really harkens back to the days of GTA 2 and GTA 1. And I wasn't a real big fan of those games, but apparently they're doing it right in the DS this.
Sounds like we need to go download some ROMs.
That's how you do it right there.
That we totally legally own, by the way, guys.
Oh yeah, dump them ourselves from our own.
Yep. We've got all the boxes.
Also, some upcoming releases on Steam. Fear 2, Warhammer 40k, Dawn of War, Empire Total War, awesome game, Empire Total War Elite Units. Good game, good games. Pretty expensive.
Alright, what's next?
Some VIP discussion. We do have a lot of scripts released. I was gonna release more, but I ended up in the hospital, so I couldn't finish that. And I've been busy since I've been back. It's a good time to purchase VIP. There's a lot of cool releases. There's going to be a lot of more. Vesh is a faggot, apparently. Maniac is black. And that basically concludes VIP discussion. I highly suggest ordering it. Getting VIP. It's a good way to support GH. Helps us keep the website up. All the money doesn't get spent on crap. It all goes towards the site.
If you like the multi-hack, then donate, because if we don't have money, no more multi-hack. That's how it works.
That is how it works, pretty much. We don't get enough money each month, the site goes down, and development just stops.
Then you'd have to use P7.
Oh dear god, I'd quit playing before I use that shit.
Because, you know, they definitely didn't block their own servers.
They're morons. Edit host files just to block their competition.
I can't find my cookie picture.
In other news.
Other news.
At Virginia Tech, some girl got her head cut off by an Asian guy. Pretty tragic.
Is he a ninja?
No, I mean, this really happened. Some Virginia Tech, some girl got decapitated right in a restaurant. Apparently the guy walked up with a kitchen knife and, sawed her head off in under 3 minutes, and was holding it when the cops showed up, and he got arrested.
And I'm being dead serious. Was he a ninja?
Yeah, was he?
Not that I know of.
That's the only thing
I think
he
was just an Asian.
So, I don't know, for some reason lately I've been playing Empire Earth 2, the expansion pack. Yeah, I should get it. Pretty intense game, especially on hard.
Yeah, sorry we're not really following a strict path here on this podcast, but there's an intense chat going on behind the scenes.
Pure chaos works for the government. I should probably not talk about stuff around him now.
It's the Canadian
government. I don't know what happens. I might get arrested. Defense.
Canadian, they don't matter.
Also, guys, I released a WoW private server. Me and my buds were working on it. It's pretty sexy so far. We got a lot of GMs. We're looking for devs. Guys, just play. It's awesome. Paying for a dedicated box. It's not half-assed, hosted. So, yeah.
Sounds cool. And the site powering it is it's coming along quite well.
Yes, it is actually very nice. Thanks to Maniac and a little help with Dash, I think. I like it. It's called Pandora's WoW, so it's pretty cool. There's going to be a lot of cool custom shit.
Alright, back on track. What else do we have?
I'm making a picture that says no cookies. That's what I'm...
Sweet, I'll put it up with the podcast. That'll be the download button. No cookies for diabetes.
That's too bad. I love sugar cookies.
Hey, I'm allowed to eat them too.
With extra sugar.
An extra cookie.
Oh yeah, I love them with extra cookie.
Yeah, pretty great, man. Anyway,
back on track.
Oh yeah, about that whole podcast thing. Next up, we got random stuff, apparently. Some wiki volunteers for our ever-growing...
What's a good font? What's a good font to use?
You're a good font to use. So yeah, guys.
Really good font.
Fuck up. So we're trying to grow on this wiki, and anybody who knows what they're talking about, just stop by the forums, make a post, and tell us what you want to expand.
You know, like, we always want to help you guys grow, rather than be, you know, somewhere to provide the cheats. If we can become a growing community, that's, you know, what everybody strives to be. Because then we can have you guys providing, you know, the cheats for yourselves and everybody else. It's more learning than anything else.
That's awesome.
Instead of leeching it the whole time?
Yeah, you want to learn. I mean, if you can learn, you don't have to leech. You can tell the kids at your school how great of a hacker you are, too. So.
Yeah, because no one will call you a faggot for that.
Yeah, you can say, hey guys, I hack Counter-Strike in MySpace. Respect, please.
Alright guys, last subject. Can you make it one more subject?
We can do it, guys.
Think
so. It's already 9:41. This is a waste of my time. No, I'm just kidding.
Alright, last subject. Who do you, the listeners, want us to interview? We've proven in the past we can get whoever we want from wherever we want. And we'll try and contact them and get them on here for the next week's podcast. So let us know. Drop by the forum.
If we can't find them, we'll get a really good imitation.
Yeah.
I prefer to have Red Skull. He's a beast, I hear.
Fucking Maniac. He can do any imitation we want. You know that Fenny interview? That was all Maniac.
What? Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Yep. You can do any voice you want, man. That whole Maddie interview was Maniac.
Not really, though. Just in case you're actually thinking that, and if you are, you're absolute idiots.
If you're stupid enough to believe that, you guys should, you should go back to making cookies or something, I don't know.
Cookies
that I can't eat.
I don't know, if you're stupid enough to believe that, I'm wondering how you're listening to this podcast in the first place.
I need a good font. What's a good font?
Red Skull needs a good font, by the way, guys, so on that note.
Cookie. Cookie with extra sugar.
A font.
That one font that just really owns, what's it called?
Cookie 101.
Oh, it's called Arial.
Oh my god, you're a genius! Not really, though. Dumb bitch.
Yeah, well, we have a suggestion on here to get FPS Doug. So, I don't know how you guys think about FPS Doug, but...
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Let us know if you, if you want us to get FPS Doug.
Yeah, we'll get FPS Doug. Well, if we had the FPS Doug on here, we could get some headshots for you guys.
Yeah, we'll try. We'll try our hardest to get us some FPS Doug, guys. Alright, this podcast has just gone on way too long. So, I will do you a big favor, and I will just say, have a good day. Goodbye.
Peace, nigga.
See you later, guys.
Oh, yeah, my cellular, bananular phone. Banana phone, ring, ring, ring.
It's a phone with a peel.
Banana phone, ring, ring, ring.
Now you can have your phone and eat it, too. Banana phone.